The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Yeah, here's what happened on Friday.
Yeah.
Because I don't allow, you know, there's no travel time to go to yoga class.
Right.
I'm just sitting at the computer. I would normally leave about 4 o'clock for a 4:30 class.
You could probably leave at 4:28.
Yeah.
Although, no, not in this town. This town, people are driving, man. They don't care. They don't care.
But I'm sitting at the computer just about 4:15 or so, mindlessly looking at whatever, checking email.
Porn.
And I reach over and I grab my little vapor.
Between your legs.
And I take a couple of hits and then I put it down and I go, Jesus, what did I just do?
Oh, you got high.
I'm going to be high for yoga class now. And I was. It was a little difficult to concentrate.
Well, you go downstairs in the basement.
I know, but
yoga.
For the first 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, whatever.
I was a little out of sorts.
Why not be high for yoga class?
Because I've never been high for yoga class
Everybody
before.
Check in. You're here.
Hi, I'm Todd.
We know you're here, Todd. We know you're here.
Hey, a lot of people, there's a certain segment that say getting high before working out is good.
Yeah, I read that.
I've read articles.
Yeah, I read it. When I was in Denver last year, I was in actually Colorado Springs. I was watching the Denver News, and they did a whole bit. I think I described it at the time last summer when we could actually leave the house. And they did a whole bit. I mean, an actual news story. I'd like to live in a state that actually gets it. But the whole news story was about a reporter was out talking to people at gyms. Do you like to be high when you work out or not?
Okay.
And it was like 50-50 for a lot of these people.
Oh, it was a Colorado story.
Yeah, it was a Colorado story, but they did it like it was... They were just talking about, do you like to use, protein shakes for your workout? But it was about weed. And I'm thinking, literally, the state over, the one I reside in, it's illegal. It was just a really crazy story, man.
I have been high, you know, when I just go to the gym and lift weights. I've done that before.
Okay.
I used to do that.
You would think yoga would be more attuned to being high than lifting weights.
Pretty regular basis.
Yeah.
No, yoga, you kind of have to pay attention.
Yeah, but we...
And my mind tends to drift
yeah.
when I smoke.
Yeah, but I...
Your mind drifts when you don't smoke.
I know. Can you imagine?
Yeah. Actually, yes, I can.
Yeah.
I've experienced it both ways.
Can you imagine? What are you talking about? It's our life.
You had me at high.
I don't know. Maybe
the rest of the sentence unnecessary.
Those guys that get high before they go and lift. I don't know if it's just easier to squat when you don't feel your legs or what. I mean, I don't know what
I don't know either. I don't know.
I think
that's a bad pace to drift to lifting weights.
I would think.
You know.
I would think.
Yeah, but you get into a certain zone, I think.
I think it's probably people that started lifting weights high because I think that's something you just pick up. I mean, like, I don't lift weights drunk. I mean, it's the same buzz. Different buzz.
It sounds like you're suggesting that if you're high and lifting weights.
I don't do that.
You may start looking at something shiny and forget that you have weight on top of you.
You never know.
Or
you're walking around weights and you just do something mistake. Because you can mistake. I mean, I lift. You can screw up easily lifting weights.
Well, and I've done
especially free weights.
I've done completely not high. I've been at the gym and gone. Was that the 8th rep, 10th rep? What set was I on?
That's a good point.
I mean, my mind just drifts.
Counting.
And I forget. Yeah, counting
could be trouble. Yeah,
counting is a thing there.
Yeah.
You know?
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
But did you go down and do it right away? But one big toke of that vape got you high?
A couple.
Okay.
There were a couple.
Yeah. So normally, pre-coronavirus, you'd be in the car where you're just driving there and not be high. Got it. Well, you're not driving now, so you can get high.
Yeah, but I don't want to be high for yoga class.
Well, then don't be
anymore.
High for yoga class yeah. for anymore.
No.
Yeah. And just don't.
I think you should try it again. That's yeah. to make sure.
Yeah. That's a whole new discipline now.
I think you should try
I'm
it again.
Todd.
Just yeah. to make sure.
No.
Or maybe just kind of do some yoga while you happen to be high.
Which is apparently what he did.
Yeah. I tried. And then, you know, it kind of wore off after about 15, 20 minutes. And then it was back to normal.
Now, I'm gonna direct this question to the two people in the room who have more expertise than I. Are there certain strains or things that will make you focus more?
Well, that's what people will tell us.
Yeah.
I mean, so maybe that's what those guys that like to lift and after they get high are doing. Maybe they're
yeah,
hitting.
I think most of those guys just got high.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And just, for all of our here's the thing. For most of our miserable lives, there has been no choice of strain.
Right, exactly.
Right. That's a whole new thing. I get that.
Yeah, you got what your guy gave you.
But the stories you see are from California or Colorado or places where they do have those options.
Well, I think it's, like I said, the Colorado story is about lifting weights and being high. A lot of young people probably grew up lifting weights being high, so not
yeah,
everybody.
That's what I think. Yeah. Those are the kind of guys right, that are pretty much high all the time anyway, so why not lift weights while
right,
they're high?
Right.
Yeah, they spend most of their existence in some form of high.
There's a lot of guys like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
The jacked up stoner.
Well, I just remember. No, I remember not so much. I remember this.
You're Wake and Baker?
Or just a guy that. I remember them talking to somebody when they were. There are people that are just high all the time. You're right. And
sure.
That's fine.
I'm just wondering how often the high all the time and get to the gym 7 days a week crowd cross section.
I don't know.
I'm guessing not much.
Yeah, I can think of a couple.
Well, it was enough where that they did a whole story on it, and they found a bunch of people like to lift weights high, and they like, and then people were bitching because people were walking in there smelling like weed.
And that
pisses off the gym owners sometimes. It was kind of a funny story.
If you live in a state where it's legal like that, you really can't bitch about people coming in smelling.
No, you're right.
I mean, it's like somebody coming in smelling like cigarettes.
Right.
Anywhere else.
Right, as long as you're not lighting up the joint right there in the room, which I'd rather smell weed
right.
But it's not like walking into somewhere smelling like alcohol.
Which everybody knows. Well, you know, but you're walking. I know, but I was, that guy's drunk as hell. You smell alcohol on somebody walking
yeah,
in.
Yeah, which is different than what you think if you smell cigarettes on someone.
Or weed even. Yeah.
I'm not aware of drunk weightlifting or drunk yoga.
No.
That seems dangerous.
Drunk yoga would be fun. Wouldn't it just be laying there?
Yeah.
All right, dude.